I am now 1 year old in Facebook years. I recently celebrated my first birthday on Facebook, and like all 1 year olds, I'm learning. I'm not one of those Facebook addicts. I look at my page about twice a week, usually when I get an email notice that someone has written on my wall, a kind of personal bulletin board where friends leave messages. So the morning of my birthday, there were two greetings from friends on my wall. You don't have to go to your Facebook page to get the message, but if you do, you get to see a picture of your friend next to his or her comment, as well as all the comments all of your friends have been making since you last tuned in. The first birthday greeting was from Debbie, a close friend from grammar school who had become an arch enemy in high school. She had just friended me a couple of weeks earlier, and I had accepted, even as I remembered her laughing hysterically when my chair fell off the stage during a poetry reading when we were seniors. It was a small stage, so only my ego was bruised, but I had to put that aside nonetheless. Chalk up a lesson to forgiveness. I thanked Debbie for her birthday greeting and asked how she was. When she said she was doing well, I was genuinely happy for her. Really? Let's call that a lesson in empathy. Before I could get off the computer, I received a number of emails from other friends wishing me a happy birthday. I hadn't paid attention to it before, but Facebook lists the upcoming birthdays of friends. I heard from a college roommate, newspaper colleagues, cousins, the daughters of friends. They wouldn't have sent me a birthday card. Some might find that disingenuous. I didn't. I appreciated getting greetings from people I didn't expect to hear from. Culling through their good wishes was like a class in gratitude. By the time I responded to all the messages, a couple of hours had passed. It wasn't what I had planned to do on my birthday, but I enjoyed doing the homework. With a Perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.